Have you ever found yourself sinking into, well, let's just say a difficult place in feelings, in emotions, bad mood, and all of a sudden wonder how you got there and at the same time not sure you're going to be able to pull yourself out? Well, this is a time for a little honesty on my part, okay? So recently, and things weren't necessarily going bad at the time, but all of a sudden I experienced this spiraling, and I found myself in a place of, well, quite frankly, self-contempt, agitation, feeling accusation, just not in a place of light at all. And I often think of it, how did this happen? I mean, I just kind of fell into a ditch, if you will, or I was walking along and everything was good, and then boom, I fall into a hole and I find myself there. Well, that might be the way it feels. It's just not the way it happened. The way this happened for me was I was kind of tired. Things were going well, rather busy, some real fruit, good blessings from God, but I was rather tired. And all of a sudden, an old problem began to rise up with me, a familiar problem, one that I face more than I wish I did. And that was I started to feel a little bit anxious. And often with me, anxiety doesn't really focus on any one thing. It becomes generalized, and then it begins to look for an object to be anxious about. And all of a sudden, my probably fatigue led to some anxiety. My anxiety led me to really feel some fear about a certain things that were coming up. And then I felt angry that I was afraid. After the anger, I was resentful that I am facing this fear yet again. Pretty soon, I experienced self-contempt. I began to feel, if you will, rather judgmental toward myself. And pretty soon, I feel like, you know, the whole world's going to be accusing me. And have I done anything that's of value? I mean, it just spiraled down and down and down and down. But if you notice, it wasn't just a hole that I fell into. It started up on the front end by me being tired. And the next thing I know, fatigue led to anxiety, which led to accusation, which led to judgment, which led to self-contempt. And the next thing I know, I'm walking around wondering, how could God even like me? Well, what a lesson in Romans chapter 8. The mind controlled by the flesh is death. The mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. What happened there is I simply didn't pay attention to the interior movements of my own feelings. Didn't get on them quickly and realize this isn't coming from God. This is coming either from, you know, the flesh, if you will, coming from the evil one. But no, I just let this drive me further and further down until I'm out there dealing in the muck and mire and the sludge of a rather bad mood and a bunch of emotions. And I didn't pay enough attention on the front end. And had I, I'd be able to say, this is not of God. Let's go to the light. Let's ask the Holy Spirit what he has to say, because the mind controlled by the flesh is death, but the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. Does that ever happen to you? Do you ever find yourself spiraling into, if you will, a trough, a bad mood, accusation, self-contempt, judgment? Well, if not, God bless you for it. But for those of us that that is true, it's important that we take some time to look at this. Look, here's something we need to recognize. Our thoughts can drive our feelings can drive our thoughts. And boy, when those things begin to happen and you're not being aware, there's a linking and a chaining that could happen, and that one thought leads to the next, and the next thing you know, it can push you so far away from the light of God's truth that you begin to deal with things like self-contempt, judgment, condemnation, accusation, and so forth. We've got to learn how to pay more attention to our feelings. You know, if you ever come to one of our seminars, you'll find that we many times provide for people a feeling wheel. And it begins with some basic feelings at the core, and then it kind of blossoms out into other feelings in order to help people be a little bit more of what's going on inside of them. You know, Mary Gordon, who wrote a wonderful book called The Roots of Empathy, made a comment that in the 21st century, EQ would be more important than IQ. And EQ has to do with emotional intelligence, the ability to pay attention to your own interior movements, to be aware of it, and then to, if you will, find out what's driving it, and then move back, in our case, to invite God deeply into that movement. You know, modernism, which we're moving out of, always put a priority on reason. You just had to think right, and if you think right, everything would end up right. Well, you know, that hasn't shown itself to be true. Reason hasn't led us to utopia. And as a matter of fact, sometimes the more intelligent we become, the more reason we engage, the more we find ways to hurt other people. And so what we want to do is to start to pay some attention to feelings. Now, remember, this doesn't mean you act on your feelings, but it certainly means that we need to pay attention to our feelings and catch this spiral when it begins to move down and stop and say, Lord, where are you in this? What are you really saying to me? What is the truth in this circumstance? You know, we shouldn't be afraid of our feelings. Jesus certainly expressed feelings. We see it all through the scriptures. Times when Jesus was willing to express his frustration, when he wept. There are even times when we see Jesus with great anger, like at the temple. Well, part of this is consistent with what the Psalms are all about. The Psalms, I'd say over a third of our Psalms are really feeling-driven Psalms. And they're about the expressions of the interior movement that was going on inside of people. And this is something that we want to do, is to pay attention to the interior movement of our lives. And then pull ourselves out by the power of the Holy Spirit so that that spiraling doesn't go further and further down the road. You know, I should have paid more attention when I was feeling just tired and rested and come into God's presence and worship Him and allow the promise of Scripture that repentance and rest will lead to salvation. Quiet and trust will lead to strength. But no, quiet. I was tired. I'm busy. I got to work, work, work. And then all of a sudden anxiety comes up. Well, I should have seen that as a sign that I was anxious because I was tired and that I need to stop, go before the Lord, ask Him if everything was okay, let the Holy Spirit take over my thinking. That would have been good interior movement. That would have helped me move out of desolation into consolation. But no, I didn't do that. And then I start thinking about all the times I've been afraid and all that I'm afraid of and getting angry over that and hating my past story where fear has risen up, beginning to engage in self-rejection and condemnation. And next thing I know, I begin to hear all the accusations of all my failures. And then I begin to imagine how all those are laid out and how God must not love me. And none of that was necessary if I would have just started on the front end to pay attention to the interior movement and be able to say, now, wait a minute here. This desolation is not from the Lord. This isn't, you know, accusation doesn't come from God. Condemnation doesn't come from God. Rejection doesn't come from God. If we could just say that and stop and go, oh, wait a minute, this isn't what God would be feeling. I'm allowing myself to imagine that what I feel is what God feels, that the rejection I have for myself is the way God feels toward me. But if we would stop, we would begin to find that no, this is our own negative patterns of thinking, and also I believe the evil one really prodding us further down that path instead of reminding us of God's acceptance, His love, that Jesus came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. See, those are all good, positive things. But when we let the mind that is controlled by the flesh wreak havoc and run amok in our lives, the next thing you know, there's a lot of self-rejection. But if we can stop and say, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking, all of a sudden we begin to see that God has another opinion, if you will, and He wants us to pay attention to these interior movements. You see, we can, I don't always do it, as obviously by this story, begin to anticipate this journey toward desolation. Look, when we begin to allow the flesh to take over and all of a sudden we go into this trough of thinking, then the words become negative, negative memories begin to rise up inside of us, pretty soon moods, and from there, you know what it is, judgment, condemnation, anger, resentment, it all begins to take place. But if we can learn that when we start going down this path to ask God to give us some light, show us where this is coming from, what is it that's going on inside of us, asking the Holy Spirit to take over our thinking, all of a sudden we will find that the words of God are not just words, but they're truth, and they're not just truth, they're light. And this light begins to give us another perspective. So what happened with me? Look, I go through this series of thoughts and moods and memories and words, and I get into this trough, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, this isn't of the Lord. This isn't the way Jesus treated people. This isn't what the Word of God is all about. Holy Spirit, please take over my thinking. God, you know where I am right now. I'm afraid. What's true? And pretty soon I hear the Lord say that He's with me, that He'd never leave me. I begin to feel His presence. I run to the light, as I talked to you about some other time. Earlier, and the next thing I know, I'm being pulled out into a very different place. See, the interior movements of our lives really can be evidence as to whether we're in harmony with God or not in harmony, if we're experiencing disharmony. What if we could say to ourselves, you know what, when my memories become negative, when I'm rising up in accusation of past things, when the words I'm speaking about myself and others are not positive and respectful, but instead demeaning, those are all evidence that I'm moving down the path of desolation and this is not coming from God. That's the most important thing I think that we have to be able to recognize. This does not come from God. But if we line up with God and we begin to ask God to show us where He is in our thinking, we can find that He brings us into consolation because here are things that we begin to remember, that God loves us, that He has forgiven us, that His Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, that He's continually transforming us, and that this happens moment by moment, day by day, that we belong to His family, that we are His children, that all of our core longings can be met in Him. And these are the wonderful things that can be true for us as we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to take over our thinking. But for that to happen, we have to begin by recognizing that the movement of feelings within us must be attended to before it takes us too far down into desolation. Now, I want to go back for a moment to this issue that, you know, for many people in the Christians, they want you to ignore feelings. Well, I don't. I think feelings tell us more about where we are with God than we could ever imagine, because you get into this trough of negative feelings, you realize you've wandered away from the truth of God. There was a time when I remember a gospel track, and the gospel track had a train on the back after it described the gospel, and the engine was the facts, and the coal car, if you will, that was faith, and then clear at the end was feelings. And the image was, I think, trying to project that feelings are not all the important when it comes to the issues of our relationship with God. But I beg to differ, because our feelings often tell us where we are in terms of aligning ourselves with the light of God as opposed to the darkness of the flesh and the darkness of the evil one. And so I guess this little guidance today is simply pay attention to the interior movement and don't let it run amok. Don't let it go too far down the road. Be able to say, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking. What are you thinking right now? What is the truth right now? Well, I'm practicing that. I hope you will too. I think we'll find that it'll make a big difference in our lives.